Hey everyone, Brandon Cole here, your daily dose of Stoic wisdom to help you navigate this crazy world. Ever feel like life's throwing everything it's got at you? Like a relentless storm of deadlines, social pressures, and maybe even the occasional existential crisis? Well, you're not alone. And let me tell you, sometimes the best thing we can do in those moments is pull back, take a deep breath, and practice some serious self-care. Because listen, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a car on empty, would you? Same goes for your mind and body. We gotta keep them fueled and maintained, especially when things get rough. So how do we actually do that? How do we practice self-care during those stressful times when the world feels like it's spinning out of control? Well, let me share 5 key takeaways that have been absolutely game changers for me. First up, know your triggers. We all have them, those little things that send our stress level soaring. Maybe it's a certain type of email, a crowded place, or even just the news cycle. Identifying these triggers is the first step in managing them. Once you know what sets you off, you can start to develop strategies for coping with them. You know, like putting those headphones on and blasting your favorite tunes when that inbox starts feeling overwhelming. Second, make time for movement. Now, I'm not talking about marathon training here, folks. Even a short walk around the block, some gentle stretching, or a few minutes of yoga can do wonders for your mood and energy levels. Think of it as a mini reset button for your body and mind. Plus, getting those endorphins flowing can actually help you feel less stressed in the long run. Third, prioritize sleep. This one's often overlooked, but trust me, good sleep is like rocket fuel for your well-being. When you're well rested, you're better equipped to handle stress, make decisions, and just feel more positive overall. So ditch the late-night scrolling, create a relaxing bedtime routine, and aim for at least 7 hours of shut-eye each night. Your future self will thank you for it. Fourth, connect with others. Remember that humans are social creatures. We thrive on connection and support. Spend time with loved ones, reach out to a friend, or even just chat with a barista at your local coffee shop. Sometimes, simply knowing that you're not alone can make a world of difference. And finally, practice mindfulness. This is all about being present in the moment, noticing your thoughts and feelings without judgment, and focusing on your breath. It sounds simple, but trust me, it takes practice. There are tons of great apps and resources out there to help you get started with mindfulness meditation. Even just a few minutes a day can help calm your mind and reduce stress levels. Speaking of real-life examples, think about the last time you were feeling completely overwhelmed, maybe a big project at work, a family crisis, or even just the chaos of daily life. How did you handle it? Did you isolate yourself? Hit the snooze button on self-care? Or did you take some time for yourself to recharge and refocus? Maybe you went for that walk, called a friend, or even just took 5 minutes to breathe deeply and center yourself. Those small acts of self-care can make a huge difference in how we cope with stress. So remember, friends, practicing self-care isn't about being selfish or indulgent, it's about taking care of your most valuable asset, yourself. By prioritizing your well-being, you are not only making life easier for yourself, but you're also setting yourself up for success in all areas. Want to make today a little bit better? Take a few minutes to do something kind for yourself, go for a walk, listen to your favorite music, or just sit quietly and enjoy a cup of tea. You deserve it. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little reminder to prioritize self-care. Stay strong, stay resilient, and keep on thriving. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.